AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump wades into the Republican House leadership fight, endorsing Loyalist New York's Elise Stefanik in an effort to oust Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who has been pushing the party to move away from Trump because of his actions after the election leading up to the attack on the Capitol by his supporters. President Biden's reaction?
It seems as though the Republican Party is trying to identify what it stands for. And they're in the midst of a significant sort of mini revolution.
Biden says the nation needs a two-party system, and the GOP has yet to figure out where it stands. The president had lunch at a restaurant in Washington to push for his big rescue plan, covered by increased taxes on the wealthiest people.
It's fair to say this is about making the average multimillionaire pay just a fair share. It's not going to affect their standard of living a little bit.
The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for coronavirus vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the latest report on the virus is very encouraging.
The models projected a sharp decline in cases by July 2021 and an even faster decline if more people get vaccinated sooner.
The South Carolina House votes to add a firing squad to the state's execution methods amid a lack of lethal injection drugs, a measure meant to jumpstart executions in the state. The bill will require condemned inmates to choose either being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. The state is only one of nine to still use the electric chair and will become only the fourth to allow a firing squad. This is AP News. 4 months after Facebook suspended former President Donald Trump's accounts, concluding he incited violence leading to the deadly January 6th Capitol riot, the company's quasi-independent oversight board upholds the bans. Lisa Jackson in Washington, D.C. agrees.
While he had the ability to do so, it harmed a lot of people, the rhetoric, the hate.
The board members have also given Facebook 6 months to specify how long Trump's bans would last, saying that its indefinite action against the former president is unreasonable. SpaceX launched and successfully landed its Starship today, finally nailing a test flight of the rocket ship that Elon Musk wants to use to land astronauts on the moon and send people to Mars. Previous four test flights ended in fiery explosions before, during, or soon after touchdown at the launch site in the southeastern tip of Texas. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.